How to putt. I came to my first Masters tournament in 1995 thinking I could putt. Proud of my hat representing Stanford, where I was completing my freshman year, I was full of confidence. Like a lot of 20-year-olds, I had never seen a putt I didn't like. As a junior and college player, I could go deep when my putter got hot. I had 21 putts for 18 holes several times, and under pressure it seemed like I never missed. The length of the putt was irrelevant. I would just get up there and bang the ball hard into the hole. I was aggressive, confident, and had the touch to back it up. But I was in for a pretty rude awakening that Thursday at Augusta National. On the first hole on the first day, I stood over a 20-footer for birdie that I just knew I was going to make. It was raining and misty, the kind of conditions that tend to slow the greens down. A little voice told me to give the putt a little extra nudge. The practice green had been a touch slow by master standards, and I was determined to play aggressively. So I put a nice, smooth stroke on the ball, accelerating the putter a bit faster through impact. The ball rolled nicely and slowed as it neared the hole, but it didn't stop. It trickled 3 feet past the hole, paused for a moment, then kept going, gathering speed as it went along. Next thing I knew, the ball had rolled completely off the green. Even then, it didn't stop. Suddenly, the gallery was parting to give the ball room to roam. By the time the ball stopped, I was farther from the hole than where I started and facing a very difficult recovery shot. It was a pretty startling moment. Even my playing partner, defending champion Jose Marie Olazabal, looked surprised. Though I was a bit shaken, I was determined to recover. I chipped the ball 15 feet, made that putt for a bogey, then somehow birdied the second hole. My advanced education on putting began on that first green at Augusta. It made me realize that, in order to play golf at world-class level, all areas of my putting had to improve. That lightning speed putt required more advanced preparation than I was capable of applying. It demanded a good read, a sound pre-putt routine, smart strategy, and local knowledge. It also demanded a superb putting stroke consisting of excellent mechanics, a fine touch, and solid contact. The ball had to be started on the right line, needed a perfect end-over-end roll with just the right amount of speed. That 20-footer really embodied what putting is all about.